Now back to our first story regarding the statements made by the Yemenis Ansar Allah movement. We're going to discuss that further with James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus of University of Minnesota. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Now, we've heard the Ansar Allah movement calling for an investigation similar to what's being done for Jamal Khashoggi, the dissident journalist that was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. They're calling for a similar investigation into the war crimes being committed in Yemen by the Saudi regime. Now, we have seen over the past 4 weeks how Jamal Khashoggi's murder has turned into an international issue, whereas it's been over 3 years now that the Yemenis are fighting against the Saudis, which are bombarding them almost every day, and nothing's been done by the international community.
Yes, well, I quite agree with Kevin Barrett that, in fact, this situation with Khashoggi is causing a reassessment of the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. We even have the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, suggesting that there must be a ceasefire in Yemen. We know the situation there is catastrophic. The United Nations has observed that there are 8.4 Yemeni who are in need of food, water, medical attention, plus there's a cholera outbreak there that's affected a million. This is truly and appropriately a worldwide catastrophe that deserves much more attention from the world than the death of a single journalist. But interestingly, the death of the single journalist, which was quite brutal and clearly premeditated, may actually lead to some relief for the Yemeni people, and hopefully that they will be provided with aid and a modicum of justice in their pursuit of democracy in their impoverished land.
So, Professor, are you optimistic about some kind of serious international action regarding Saudi Arabia as far as the war in Yemen goes?
Well, that becomes, of course, so much a matter of international politics, but I will say the time is ripe for that to take place. And because the United States would do well to take this occasion to assert some moral leadership here by not only condemning Saudi Arabia for this brutal and sadistic murder of Jamal Khashoggi, but also for its ongoing efforts in Yemen, where, of course, the problem is, from the political point of view, that the Saudis have been buying vast amounts of weapons from the United States, which, unfortunately, they've been using against Yemen. So the situation's really outrageous. I think that it's a very good sign that Secretary of Defense Mattis is speaking out about this, wanting to arrange a ceasefire, bring some semblance of stability to Yemen. Hopefully that will be accompanied by international aid that the Yemeni people so desperately need.
Thank you very much, Professor James H. Fetzer, joining us live from Madison, Professor Emeritus of the University of Minnesota.